This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks on the ground in San Bernardino, California. All we need is their first name. We're talking to Brad. He's out there in front of the health department where 14 were massacred in a jihad attack that the corporate media tried to cover up. And the big issue here is the corporate media wasn't able to cover it up anymore. Why do you think Donald Trump came on this show knowing he'd be demonized for coming on? Because his advisors said it's good to be demonized by enemy media, by collaborator media, by discredited whore media. I mean, I fall out of bed and do a YouTube video and it gets a million views. You political honchos can't get 5,000. The president can't do that anymore. You're a joke. People are sick of you. But you're arrogant, though. You're haughty. You're full of yourselves. So I guess that goes pretty far. You're like a schizophrenic homeless person that thinks they're the Queen of England. But you're not. You're crazy. You're freaks. You're a joke. Joe Biggs, let's go back to the fellow you were talking to and get his take on where he sees all this going.
Earlier you were saying that you feel like they're being allowed to slip through the cracks. What do you mean by that? I don't know if they're being allowed. It's just that we aren't using our resources efficiently by spying on every single American. I think that that's kind of a problem where, you know, we could be using those resources to get a warrant, go after people that
well, it's also unconstitutional.
Leave the country and come back and seem to take on a whole new kind of personality. And that's apparently what this guy did. And there was warning signs. Other people are now coming out saying that that was going on. We should have known about
Yeah,
that.
Warning signs when his dad says he loved ISIS.
Yeah.
Let's talk to this guy.
All right, so what's your name?
My name's Berkeley.
And tell me how you feel about this whole situation, what your thoughts are on everything.
Well, first of all, I'm really sad that all this happened. But second of all, the whole idea that we can be just stand or by and watch what's going on in this community and not do anything about it. That's why I'm here today. I'm here to say how I feel and tell people that it starts in your neighborhood. You got to go visit your family and your friends and your neighbors. Get to know who lives on your street. It all starts there. Not only for knowing who lives in your neighborhood, but if it comes to it, those are the people that are going to be with you when this stuff happens. So get to know your friends. Get to know your neighbors. Make them friends.
What do you think about the Second Amendment?
Second Amendment is 100%. Should not be touched. Should be
That's
left
right.
as it is.
What would have happened if somebody had been armed in there
gun rights.
With a concealed carry?
What do you think would have happened if someone could have had a concealed carry in there?
I think this whole thing would have been finished in about 3 seconds.
That's right. He got his ass blown off.
All right. I got two more guys over here.
Come on in, fellas.
All right. So tell me your name.
I'm Phil from Virginia.
From Virginia?
I'm Chuck from San Bernardino.
All right. So you have some points to make. Tell us what you think about this entire situation.
Basically, I didn't know you guys were here. I was vacationing in L.A. with my family and just came up to talk to some people to see what the word on the street is. You've got, mainstream liberal rags saying that prayer doesn't work, putting up Ted Cruz and different ones calling for prayer in this situation. It's nothing but there's people here together. We all held hands. We said a prayer. What else can you do with something like this? But as my man here just mentioned, the president, the liberal media, everyone else is going to use this as another opportunity to come for our Second Amendment rights. And I'm not having that.
All right, so what do you think about everything that's going on, what you've seen in the mainstream media, how this entire event's been played out and portrayed?
Well, actually, in mainstream media, I don't even watch it anymore because it's so phony and fake. This situation here was tragic. I've been born and raised here all my life. Matter of fact, I was on the way to Vegas. I kept asking my brother, should I turn around? He said, no, it's taken care of. But my thing is, this is a strong city. I really don't want it to be associated with the whatever he's calling it later on the night. This is a great city. And it is sad that we're going to be the one to represent, the taking away of the Second Amendment. And it's sad. It's sick.
So what do you think that is that what you think he's going to do tonight when he addresses the nation during prime time? Do you think he's going to try to take steps to...
Hold on, stay there. That's an important question. 70 seconds. I want to come back and talk to this fellow. He's got it. They're going to use the 14 dead as a sacrifice to take our Second Amendment. It'll be known, according to the Attorney General, as the San Bernardino Address. and they're going to start implementing it on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Think about that. You talk about a sneak attack. I mean, this is all symbolism, folks.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
This is a false flag. The borders were open. They let the jihadis in. They let them attack in Europe. You name it. They covered up the attacks at Fort Hood and said that wasn't a terror attack. The Marine Corps recruiting center, the Army recruiting center, the attacks on trains, the attacks, they cover it up. Now, certainly the ruling establishment has a plan to come out of this, and they think we're so politically correct, so dumb, that they are going to blame the Second Amendment for it and restrict it. They've made the announcement. It's coming up in about 2 hours or less, 7 o'clock Central. And people are upset on the ground in San Bernardino, California, where Joe Biggs is out there talking to them. But remember, Saudi Arabia, 28 pages, congressional report, censored, but I've had the congressmen on. I've talked to the senators. It's come out that Saudi Arabia, the government, ran the attacks on 9/11, and our Pentagon stood down under orders. 9/11 was an inside job. Doesn't mean it was run by the fire department or run by the Pentagon, but there were elements in our government that knew bare minimum. And obviously it goes further than that. But if I've got Al Capone on income tax fraud, then I'll get him on everything else later. The point is we've been proven right. So what's the plan now? Folks, if they bring in millions of jihadi potentials, you're going to have thousands that attack. And then they're going to use that to take our freedoms, just like they attacked Iraq when Saudi Arabia attacked us. You're like, why would you attack the Second Amendment and gun owners and conservatives and libertarians and Christians and veterans? And why would you come out and blame conservatives and people after the attack Wednesday with no evidence? And why would you say stop praying for victims when prayer has been proven medically to help people? It's proven to bring people together. It's proven to heal. How about people do whatever they want when they're grieving dead? But no, you got to shame at the Huffington Post and MSNBC and make fun of Christians and make fun of people coming up there to the health department to pray with the families. Well, we've talked to the families, and they don't like you. We're going to be interviewing some of them this week, the families that have lost people and that have been demonized and told maybe you deserved it because you were a Christian or you were a Jew. They're actually in the news saying people might have deserved it. I'm telling you, the left in this country has become mentally ill and sick. The right wing's got problems too, but my God, it scares me to see this. So I want to play a minute of December 7th, 1941, a day that lives in infamy, from President Franklin Delano Roosevelt talking about the sneak attack on our country. Well, let me tell you, this is a false flag bringing in these jihadis, letting them attack. They knew, all three reporters we had in upstate New York, even though only one of them was announced to be there. They knew their cell phones, and Homeland Security called them and asked, why are you at Islamabad? And they told him, we're tracking everywhere you are and know what town you're in. I talked to the Homeland Security out of state police. He admitted they were surveilling my people as if they were going to do something wrong when they know full well in their own analysis and their own assessment and their own algorithm that that's pure baloney. And it's because we are good and are exposing what's happening, they want us shut down. And that doesn't even mean Homeland Security itself is bad. But the people on top of it giving the orders are traitors. Deliberate sneak attack on our country in Europe with a jihad, which they'll use to take our freedoms and then attack innocent Arab countries that haven't done anything. That's the MO. They're on the news saying take out Assad in Syria and that this is all his fault when he's fighting the very same people. He wears a suit and tie. Christians and Jews could live there in peace. Now they can't, just like Iraq. Let's go to this clip and then back to Joe Biggs.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation and, at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
In our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God.
Now, let's stop right there. Here's the bottom line, the reason I parallel this. We're going to expose the globalist Islamic invasion plan, the plan to take our guns, the plan for medical tyranny, Obamacare, New World Order, all of it. It's over. No matter what you do, we now know you're the enemy. No matter what you pull, we know the Rhino Republicans work for you as well. We're aware of you trying to take down Europe. We're aware of you trying to destabilize the Middle East and Africa and all the horrible things they've done, taking out Libya, taking out all these other countries to destabilize these areas, these continents. This will come out, and I think they've jumped the shark. Go back to Joe Biggs and the man you were talking to who almost had tear in his eyes about how evil this is. He hit the nail on the head. They're going to use these dead, Joe. They're going to use these dead to try to sacrifice the Second Amendment. Please have him continue.
All right, so you were saying how they're going to use this event to basically just take away the Second Amendment. I mean, what other points you want to make about this?
Chuck.
Well, about this city, we're a strong city. We're a loving city. Sure, we have problems here and there. We're going through a bankruptcy, and this is just another black eye to our city. It's sad what happened, but it's really terrible. You're going to put the name of your bill or whatever you're calling it, and you're going to add our name to it, our city. What is that all about? Were we the last stop to the plan or what? I don't get it. It's terrible.
Yeah. It's pretty horrible.
Other points you'd like to make?
You have any other points you'd like to make about this?
No, I'm just glad you guys came out here so we can get some real news, because the media out there, all the other channels are worthless. Just worthless. And I'm thanking you guys for being out.
Well, God bless you, Chuck.
Thank you.
Let's talk to this lady.
What's your name?
My name is Carmel Rowe.
All right. So what do you think about this whole incident?
Well, I'm glad that you are here to report the real news. I haven't had cable TV in 9 years and follow Alex Jones a lot, and I get most of my news from there. But
that's who you're talking to right now.
But what I have to say is that they've really picked the wrong city to preach anti-guns, because we have a city attorney that was recalled, and our city attorney specifically told us, the city of San Bernardino, to grab your guns and lock your doors. We here in San Bernardino, we have more of a problem than just terrorism. We have domestic terrorism. We have reasons that we should be walking around with a gun, and San Bernardino would not support anti-guns. San Bernardino is for guns. I mean, the reason our police were equipped with those kind of guns is because they need them for their daily lives. We the people, we need to stand up. We need to wake up, and they're training our children. We need to train ours. We treat our children like their liabilities, and they treat theirs like their assets. And if we don't wake up, we have no hope for our future. Our government will not help us. And this is just me calling out to San Bernardino, is let this unite us. Let this unite us as a people. Let this unite us as a nation. Let us treat our children as assets rather than liabilities. Let us say our prayers and let us all come correct, because the end of the world is coming and we're all not helping it. So
what do you think about...
Hold on, Jerry. We got to go to break. We'll come back and let her finish. The end of the world as we know it. Stay with us.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. We'll be right back.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're now 1 hour, 40 minutes on from a speech.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And I'll be live with Facebook mentions at Infowars.com. We'll have a link to the feed tonight. Or just go to Alexander Emmerich Jones on Facebook. And when he gives his speech, I'll be there covering it and then giving some analysis after. And yeah, I was having a Christmas party with my parents over to do the tree with my kids, but sorry, that's just got to take a back seat to the stuff that's going on in this country. Because all this prosperity, all the freedom we have is because people fought and died for it. Least I can do is cover it 7 days a week. I want to go back to Joe Biggs and San Bernardino and some of the folks he's talking to. We got loaded phones. Boia in Turkey. Folks calling from all over the world, from Oklahoma to Turkey. We got callers from Los Angeles to San Bernardino, from San Antonio to Florida. We've got everybody calling in, so we're going to be taking your phone calls and talking to more folks on the street. At the end of the broadcast, I'll announce the winner of this 3-day contest we had for Christmas memes, because they're trying to ban the Christmas tree. Rob Jacobson will pop in with that. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. That's kind of a double in the defense of free speech here tonight on so many different fronts. We'll be announcing the winner. But going back to Joe Biggs, let's talk to a few other people, and then I want you to ride shotgun with us, Joe, because a lot of these callers want to talk to you as well. But before we go back to people on the street in San Bernardino, they're in front of the health department and the site of the jihad massacre. Other points you'd like to add?
Well, like I said, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what unfolds tonight. Really, at the end of the day, our future depends on what's going to go on tonight. Is he going to use this to spark another war? Are we going to be pushed into years and years of conflict in Syria now because of this? When we were trying to take out ISIS, back when they first started, we had the ability to, they ignored it. Instead, they used them, empowered them, gave them weapons and ammunition, and allowed them to go in because they wanted to use them as a tool to take out the Assad regime. Now that hasn't worked, and now you have Obama finally coming out and addressing during prime time in a rare event at the Oval Office what he's going to do in his steps to defeat ISIS. And also, I guarantee you there's going to be stuff about gun control, and how we need stricter gun control. But guess what? Hey, what was it? One of the guys over there, you said that the governor here was saying that he wanted to reach out to the other states, right, and push for...
Yeah.
Yeah, come here. So,
oh, yeah, they're creating these coalitions under
I heard on the mainstream
strong
media
cities.
I heard that that the governor was put out a statement saying that we need to restrict laws better in Arizona and Nevada because that's where the guns are coming
in.
Yeah,
that's Bloomberg Bull.
Just freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's Bloomberg diarrhea that he spews out to all the other states. I want to talk to some more of these folks, but absolutely. Listen, he is going to announce there's about to be a major jihad so he can, quote, protect us from it, and then no one's supposed to say, hey, who brought these folks in? Or who gave them safe harbor to breed and train in Syria, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia? They think we're ignorant. We're not, and that's why I think they've miscalculated, Joe.
Well, it's just like a drug addict. A drug addict has to hit rock bottom before they can eventually move forward. I think these guys are about to come to an end on their streak. I think they're going to hit rock bottom, and people are going to see what's really going on behind the curtain. People are going to understand and wake up and go, what? You know, these guys have been saying this is going to happen for a long time. InfoWars has been talking about how the border is purposely left wide open to allow these things to happen. You know, when we went to Mexico, we showed that. Showed how easy it is to come across.
And remember, we didn't jihad fearmonger 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because that was mainly synthetic and overseas. For 2 years, I've been saying they're recruiting. It's real. They've got hundreds of thousands, mainly in the West. They're gearing up to hit us. This is real. And notice it's now starting because we do our homework, folks. This is real. Now, they allowed it to breed, but I've said this 500 times. It's like if I bred a bunch of black widows in my basement and I went to my neighbor's house and dumped them in their bed, do the black widows take orders from me? Did I give birth to them? No. But I'm still aiding and abetting it. I still open the door. I still am the main progenitor, the main criminal mastermind of the operation. And our criminal government and the EU government are following the same policy of bringing them in to attack us, letting them attack us, and then declaring martial law. I mean, Joe, you were just over there 2 weeks ago in France. They've declared martial law.
And it's still going on. It will continue the martial law in France for another month and a half. You know, they have signed in a bill giving the police the ability without warrant to enter anyone's home.
You're not to free speech.
Congregate. You're not to allow to go out. Exactly. The free speech. You have Merkel saying that, too. I mean, it is ridiculous what is going on in this country, and people don't see it. They're not awake to it, but it's starting to happen. There is a mass awakening going on, but you still have so many people that are just so politically correct. It's just like a disease, a cancer that's taking over.
It is. Joe, we're going to come back in the next segment and talk to more folks on the street there, but I want to go to some calls here. Is it Bolia or Boya in Turkey?
Give me a
Boya in Turkey. You're on the air. Joe, this caller wants to talk to you, too. Go ahead, okay. Boya. What's your point?
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. Welcome.
Okay. So there's a lot of political problems going on here in Turkey, and I need to tell you that the politicians of Turkey, they do not represent the people of this country. They totally hijacked our government.
I know.
And they're planning a war, and I sometimes need to commute. And when I ride the bus, I see a lot of people from ISIS, and they watch these jihad videos. And I don't need to know Arabic in order to interpret these, because jihad is a universal, pretty much, word right now. Anybody can understand what it means. They are finding these people. They take them to the Turkish president's wife's hospital, and they heal them over there. They give them ammunition. They feed them. They give them blankets. They give them weapons. They give them a Turkish ID. Most of them got an instant citizenship in order to vote. That's how they rig the elections. And in the elections in Istanbul, there were way more people than the people who needed to vote.
Well, let me just back you up, because you're a caller from Turkey, and if you're a new listener, everything that this caller from Turkey is saying has been admitted. Erdogan had lost early elections, then he magically wins. He's brought in probably a million jihadis. They're training them, they're arming them, they're buying their oil, they're giving them weapons, they give them artillery support. The Russians are starting to fight back. So now the Turkish president today, this is Reuters, is threatening to blow up Russian ships next. I mean, this is crazy. And you're right. He knows he's about to get kicked out if he doesn't start a war. Most Turks are against this. Let's be clear. From the polls I've seen, what is it like to watch this happening and to know your dictator may bring us to World War III?
Actually, as you said earlier, I think it's World War IV, because the war is going on in our minds right now. And most people submitted themselves to this political government. And I think you already assembled the government already, world government, and they are having some problems because they are on the final gear right now, because they are rushing to accomplish their goals so quick. And I think soon the World War IV, which is going to be a physical war, Armageddon or whatever you want to call it, it will take place around here in Turkey. And there yesterday, they sent Turkish troops in Iraq legally.
That's right. I haven't even gotten to that. Not only is Turkey threatening to blow up Russian ships in the Med for no reason, they now have sent troops into Iraq, and Iraq's threatening war. I mean, Turkey has been told by NATO, start a war, folks. This is insane. Thank you, sir, from Turkey. Thank you for calling. I'm going to get Joe Biggs' take on that, and then talk to some other folks on the ground when we come back. We'll also pan around during the break, give you some of the shots out there on the ground so you can see the crowds that are out there at the site of the radical Islamic caliphate attack as we investigate.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented super filtration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm listening in my cold cell when the bell.
A dart in Los Angeles, Scott in Pennsylvania, Drake in San Antonio, Kyle in Arizona, Douglas in Florida, and others. Your calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539 on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. You see, the sands of time for this republic and the free West are running low. And it's time to understand that if you pull back geopolitically, you realize this is part of a larger plan. What Western government would bring in millions of radical jihadis, potential jihadis, call them refugees? You know they're not letting the Christians or non-radical Muslims in. They're letting Wahhabist Sunnis with fake passports, 80%+, into Syria. And then when they can't take over there, they come into Europe. Then they come here. Our government knows a large percentage, probably 50-60%, are military-age men that were jihadis. And they're bringing them here as sleeper cells, folks. That's a checkmate over America and Europe when you've got millions of people, with large percentages of them being sleeper cells. Do you know, if you've studied military history, if you've studied deeper, darker public text on what a 10-man team can do in a major city if they know what they're doing? With 10 people, you could take a town like Dallas, Texas, or Chicago, Illinois, and unleash hell and kill tens of thousands. I'm not going to go into the tactics, but anybody that wants to research it could. That's what these guys research. In fact, I have the Daily Mail saying they're going to hit us with chemical weapons and biological weapons. They're going to dump different chemicals and gases down high-rise buildings, air conditioning systems, stuff like that. You can kill almost everybody in the building in about 20 minutes. I'm not going to go any further with this, but they are here and they are getting ready. And I think we're so dumb that when the civil emergency hits, the controlled media won't discuss any of this. Like for 2 days they lied and said it wasn't Islamic terror. And then we'll all just, oh, take our guns, take our freedoms. You know, arrest the patriots to keep us safe from your jihad. Well, the dog doesn't hunt, the duck doesn't fly. It isn't going to work. And that's my message to the New World Order. Joe, I want to go to a bunch of calls here. But let's talk to any other. I want to talk to Dart and others in Los Angeles. If anybody else that we should talk to out there in San Bernardino, let's talk to them.
No, but I have some breaking news really quick out of a reporter over in Syria right now. Said that a U.S. jet just conducted airstrikes on a Syrian army base, and now reports of ISIS following that airstrike with a launched attack. Now, so the U.S. airstrike happened, and then ISIS came in and helped assault that Syrian base.
Wow, and I mean, I'll follow more of that.
This shows you the type of government that we have. That's what we're dealing with.
What is the publication that's reporting that?
It is a local journalist guy who reports stuff in English and Turkish on Syria, Iraq, Kurdistan, Iran, and Yemen.
Oh, I know you've been following that particular thing, and it's had a lot of accuracy, so we'll continue to then collate a report on that and expand on it. What do you make of Turkey threatening to blow up Russian ships?
I mean, that's where it ends.
I mean, the Russians are going to attack when that happens, and then all hell's going to break loose.
Putin's not a punk. He's not going to sit there and back down and go, all right, I think we're done here. We're going to give up. No. As soon as they do something like that, that will be it. That will be it. World War will begin all over again.
Yeah, the Russian submarines are going to pop up and fire cruise missiles at Istanbul.
It'll be 10 times worse this time.
Well, that's just who runs our country and runs Turkey. He's a complete psychopathic scum. Hadart in Los Angeles, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Yep, go ahead. If you want to talk, go ahead, Hadart. All right.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. I know it says your name is Hadart in Los Angeles. Can you hear me?
No, it's Heather.
Okay, Heather. They told me Hadart. Yes. Just your phone's okay. Not that good. Go ahead and make your point.
My point is that any attempt to restrict our Second Amendment rights should be construed as treason against the American people. An impeachment proceeding should begin immediately. It will not make him a martyr, but it might prevent him from being able to call martial law.
You're right. We have to start impeaching now. We have to get aggressive. And I'm sorry if I sounded rude to you with the name spelled wrong on the screen. It's just, Heather, I'm really upset like you are right now at how our government is run by criminals who are literally orchestrating us into a world war. What do you think the end game here is? Are these people just psychotic?
I think the end game is that by allowing Syrian refugees in and then trying to disarm us, he is attempting to take over this country. His whole campaign was, I will bring change. Well, now we know what that change
is. Radical fundamental change.
Exactly. And I just think that we need to maintain our rights, open carry in all 50 states. We need to call for his resignation. Loretta Lynch's resignation and any members of Congress that support his agenda.
I agree with you, Heather. Absolutely. It's time to really get aggressive and really get the word out. I mean, this is even worse than I thought. I didn't think the elite was this reckless to try to get total control, to make some alliance with radical jihadis and start World War III with the Russians. I mean, but I guess Napoleon, Hitler, they all go crazy. And the political correct folks see a guy that's part black, so they just think, do whatever he says. Thank you so much. Drake in San Antonio, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Drake.
Hi. Tonight, one of the left's goals is to shun the AR-15. And as you know, California has a 10-magazine rule. And my question is, did these shooters use the California legal 10-round magazine or the standard 30-round magazine?
I think Joe Biggs has the answer on that. I believe from the news I saw and some photographs of their guns, these were 30-round clips, weren't they, Joe?
Yeah, the ATF released a statement saying that they were not illegal for California standards.
You mean people that are going to mass murder 14 people broke the law?
Yeah, I mean, they're already going to go out and kill 14 people. What makes anyone think that they're going to go by that that minimum round clip that they're
supposed
to have?
That's like, if I'm on my way to kill 14 people, will I run a stop sign, Joe?
More than likely. it just shows you the mental illness that is liberalism, that is the taking over our country.
Yeah, I used to hear Savage say that 15 years ago, and I go, oh, come on, they're not mentally ill, they just want power. But they are mentally ill.
Yeah,
they already
are.
Run the country. Why do they want to destroy it? I mean, if you run something and already conquered it, why would you want to kill it? I just do not get this, Joe.
It's a full-on PSYOP war going on right now. You know, and it feels like these attacks keep picking up. They're gearing up. They're amping up. They're happening day after day. And it sometimes it almost seems like it's to confuse people, to get people so spread out and spread thin. And
I agree. Drake in San Antonio, what was your point on these were illegal clips. Go ahead.
So tonight when Obama says we must restrict guns because they were legal campaigns, boom, he's a liar. They weren't. Legal magazine.
I hear you. Your phone's bringing up, so I'm going to let you go. But look, of course, we have logical debates with Obama. He wants our guns to conquer us and enslave us. Mao Zedong, who he follows, said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. He's got guns to protect him. So does Dianne Feinstein and Al Gore. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in Arizona. You're on the air, Kyle.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Alex.
You bet, brother. Go ahead.
I wanted to let everyone know how inept our intelligence agencies are when they let a woman in from Saudi Arabia with a fake name and a fake passport.
Yeah, by the way, you're right. It's on record. Fake name, fake passport, fake address. She can get in, but I get interrogated when I fly back into the U.S. and they know everything about me. Absolutely incredible. Go ahead.
Tashfeen Malik is a nom de guerre for a Muslim jihadist from the annals of Muslim history. As he is known to Muslims, Tashfeen Malik al-Mujahideen in English, Tashfeen, King of the Muslims and the Conqueror of the West. The history stems from when Yusuf...
Hold on, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I forgot this. I've heard of this. Oh, my God. Her name is a nom de plume of a famous jihadist princess, isn't it?
And even a female name. It's a man. It's a king. It's an ancient king from Muslim history, who defeated Alfonso VI when they were battling for Spain, which allowed the Muslims to stay in Spain for centuries, and it's symbolic of Muslim victory.
No, you're right. It took the Germanic La Reconquista to kick them out. I tell you, there's a mega massive double cross going on, and this is so over the top, I can't even believe it.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds,
top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Hey, InfoWars fans, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz. I'm the guy who introduced Ted Anderson and Alex Jones to the longevity products and work-at-home business opportunity. Ted, Alex, I believe you have something very much in common with each other. We all appreciate and actually cherish the concept of independence. Independence from others, such as big business, big government, and those who seek to limit our freedoms, limit our income, and basically control our lives. Longevity is the perfect vehicle for anyone who wants to do well and do good at the same time to become independent. Do you want to do well and do good at the same time? If so, I invite you to join our InfoWars team at InfoWarsTeam.com or call 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277. You won't need much money, just a few $100 to get started, and it's easy to make that back quickly. And from there, you can be off and running. Plus, your body will love you. Call 888-789-9277 to learn more about true independence, the longevity way.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Tashfeen Malik. It's being reported by the New York Post and Associated Press was the commander, the mastermind of the 14 dead. This reporter, her husband, was hesitant and didn't take part at first and only shot a few people. But she was a proud warrioress in what she did. She left Saudi Arabia where she had to wear a bag over her head and couldn't drive a car and leave her house to come here with all this freedom and blow Christians and Jews' heads off. And if you're against it, you're a racist. You're not trendy. Well, there you go. Now our government has turned loose hundreds of thousands of these people to murder everybody in Syria. And our government says it's Syria's fault. I'm here to tell you there's a wind on down the road where our shadows are taller than our souls. There's a lady we all know who shines like white. Crank it up. I tell you, my friends, this gets sicker and sicker by the minute. You thought the government could just sell us out forever? These freaks? They got something bigger in plan. It's religious. It's beyond Islam. It's beyond Christianity, Judaism, any of this. It's about world government and conflict. Albert Pike wrote about it. A clash of civilizations. A giant world war. Turkey's attacking Russia every chance it gets right now. Start that war. Where's your football going to be then? Once ICBMs and cruise missiles are hitting major cities. Then acting tough and strutting around all day and wearing your favorite football colors aren't going to matter anymore. So, Tashfeen Malik. That's right. I've read about that in history. So, and they admit it's all a fake name and stuff, but won't say what her real name is. This woman has a fake jihad name, fake everything, and they let her in. How crazy is this? Go ahead and finish up, Kyle.
Yeah, it's insane, and it actually kind of helps our case because it shows how blatantly obvious it is that they let a jihadi with a jihadi name into the country.
Well, it's the Second Amendment's fault. The president speaks in an hour and 10 minutes. Why being racist? I appreciate your call. I want to race through other calls with Brandon in Missouri. Final comment from Joe Biggs, Douglas Scott, and others. But Rob Jacobson is here in studio with us, and he had an idea Friday to have a contest for a meme because they're banning Christmas trees and saying don't have secret Christmas celebrations at your college or we'll suspend you. So Rob said we ought to have a meme on Facebook and Twitter that says, hey, we're going to promote whatever we want. I mean, whether you like Halloween, like Christmas, like, I don't know, what's a Muslim holiday, Ramadan, Hanukkah, whatever the holiday is, people have a right to have it, and if you've got a problem with it, that means you're intolerant and mentally ill. You're not liberal. Well, now the liberals say, no, no, we ban everything, but whatever the most radical garbage is, it's just all part of an act of dominance. So we had the contest. It's $1,000. We're going to pick the winner now. You've got to email us. I'll mail the $1,000 out in the next couple of days to you. We got another contest, Make Fun of Hillary contest, that comes up that we're going to announce next year, but those videos are coming in. But Jacobson, let's go over the winner right now for TV viewers, for radio listeners. We just posted the article at Infowars.com. We'll put it on screen showing the winner with some of the runner-ups. But everybody's a winner standing up for free speech and showing how crazy it is. There is the winner. Let's scroll down and show folks the winner and click on it. Come and take it. Describe it for radio listeners.
All right. Well, this is the winner that we chose. It's the Come and Take It meme, and we liked it because it says a lot. You know, it reminiscent of the classic, you know, World War II, you know, the guys
Iwo Jima,
you know, they're lifting up victory. You know, it's American. It really feels like InfoWars, and Come and Take It is something it celebrates not only the First Amendment here, but the Second Amendment as well.
They're up on a hill with just blasted off trees everywhere, dead bodies everywhere, and they're hauling up the American flag. Well, now they're hauling up the Christmas tree.
Exactly. Because
they're really hauling up free speech.
They're hauling up free speech because that's what's being taken from us. I mean, we can't even celebrate.
We're going to have to fight for it.
Exactly. The thing, I agree with you, Alex. I've been listening today, and the rhetoric going on in this country is unbelievable. It's beyond even my own imagination. I can't believe that people are offended by Christmas.
It is Twilight Zone. I mean, plus, Christmas is this super inclusive winter festival with lights and trees. And I mean, give me a break, man.
As a guy who grew up in New York City, it's a Christmas kind of city. I guess everything they're going to do in New York City.
Were you ever offended by it?
Oh, yeah. When I was a little kid, I was weeping when I said, no, that's a joke.
You like Christmas.
I loved Christmas. I mean, it was a winter thing. It was the winter celebration. When I went to New York City with my family, we went to Rockefeller Center. It was.
Ooh, that one's good with the jihadists over there.
That one was good. We had a lot of fun looking at all of these entries. It was some of them are very.
And now folks can have fun hauling up the tree against evil again by going to Infowars.com and the story that has all these memes and posting them to your Facebook, your Twitter, and elsewhere.
Yeah, and I mean, all the entries. We got a lot of entries, and it seems that everybody's aware of the fact that free speech is absolutely essential to be expressed right now. If any time in history, it's time for everybody to just say what they need to, you know, if you like something, say it. If you don't like something, say it. It's all what this country is about. It's about free expression, free thought. And
yeah, they're trying to blame like speech now, going, well, maybe he didn't like a Christmas tree. And there was this Jewish guy that was a Messianic Jew, and he would talk about Christ, so maybe he deserved it. I mean, that's in the news.
Yeah.
That some Jewish guy talked about Jesus, so he gets his head blown off. I mean, this is sick.
But that's okay. Also, protected groups. Here we have protected groups. Some people are allowed to be absolutely slammed some groups, while other groups are, oh, wait a minute, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not jihad. We haven't really cleared this issue out when all the evidence points that way, when trends go
on. When radical Islam is a scourge on Muslims and kills more Muslims than anybody. I don't believe that there is no such thing as non-radical Islam. I know there are a lot of groups that want to be left alone. Now, some would call them apostate. But whatever, these are smart, hardworking people, a lot of them. A lot of them are my friends, and they're the ones that are threatened by this as well.
Exactly, and the reality is the reality. There is a presence of this historic...
The reality is radical Islam does not even compute with a free society.
Exactly, they have their own set of laws.
It's like bringing cannibals in to live in your neighborhood.
It's a centuries-old thing, you know, a century...
It's a dark age craziness.
That's been going on for centuries, and they're not done yet.
All they do is kill each other in these radical areas.
Exactly, and the thing is that there are, of course, there are different sections of Islam, and maybe not as radical, but there are many sections, a percentage of radical Islams, and even a percentage of such a large population on this planet represents there are going to be some people who are going to be radicalized, whereas the mainstream press, I think nowadays, is... doing an amazing job at cherry picking.
Now, we've got the winner. I know they sent us an email with their info. Do we know how to get in contact with them?
Yes. The winner is, of course, the entry we just saw. We contacted him. Mr. Travis T., come and take it.
All right, so he's going to win the $1,000.
He got it.
Beautiful. All right, good job, Rob Jacobson. Thanks for helping me with that contest.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. All right. I'm out of time. I got loaded phone lines here. Sherry in Missouri, Brandon, Scott, Douglas, so many others. Just call me back tomorrow. I apologize. I tried to get to everybody. We'll get a final comment from Joe Biggs and San Bernardino. Before I go any further, though, we are funded to have prizes and send reporters to San Bernardino and to upstate New York and to Paris and everywhere else by you. We've got some of the best nutraceuticals, vitamins, minerals, water filters, non-GMO seeds, Hillary for Prison shirts, films, books, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got free shipping to the 18th. A bunch of specials in tonight. They will in tonight. Half price colloidal silver, $9.95. It's actually more than that. 30% off X2 Nation iodine. Will in tonight. I promise. I'm telling them. They extended it without my permission. I just get in here and this is extended again. So that's it. Free ebook signing up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We've got a whole bunch of other specials, free shipping on storable foods, and 20% off ends tonight, 25% off water filtration ends tonight. Deep Cleanse is back in stock, amazing product. Brain Force, 10% off or $10 off, that's like 40% off. Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack, now back in stock, discounted. Prostaguard, $5 off, really amazing, top of the line, 5-star rated nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLife.com. Great job of the crew in here. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a big weekday transmission. The broadcast is exploding. People are waking up. I'll be covering Obama live tonight in about an hour from now at Facebook Mentions. 10-second goodbye here, 20-second goodbye. Joe Biggs, final comments from San Bernardino.
All right, we're going to continue to follow this closely. Also, we'll be watching the same thing as you tonight, taking notes, and we'll put out a report as well on that. And we'll continue to bring you guys updates, so stay tuned.
And, Joe, we're all in this together. This isn't like Alex is the leader. Feel free in your hotel room or wherever, go take a break, shoot a video of you live responding with the crew, and put that out. I'm going to be doing the same thing.
Okay.
And I think everybody else watching should set up a camera, you know, if you're somewhat savvy. It's not hard. And just talk crap to the TV, talk crap to Obama, and just respond to his lies. This is what it's all about with the First Amendment. So, everybody, hit him and hit him hard. I want to see thousands of videos. In fact, another $1,000 prize. We'll announce it Wednesday. Whoever does the best analysis of Obama's BS speech, $1,000. Everybody make videos. Everybody wins. Everybody get involved. Everybody get in the info war. Joe Biggs, good idea?
Yes, sounds good to me.
Contest at InfoWars.com. Jacobson, you're in charge of this one, too. All right. You're evil, evil, evil American. All right, folks, great job with the crew. I will see you back. I will see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and in 1 hour at Facebook Mentions at Alexander Emmerich Jones, links at InfoWars.com. Until then, I salute all three humans.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.